It's going good. We're off to a good start, so it's a lot to prepare for. I think this defense does quite a few things. Schematically, there's a lot of challenges to what they're doing. They got a lot of blitzes. They got a lot of different looks. They're really trying to confuse the offense. So I think we're really kind of trying to tap in and understand, their problem areas, which, there's quite a few. And, they're a very good team, very good defense.
How much has their team changed maybe since you saw them in the playoffs last year?
They've added some different guys. Del Rio's now their coordinator too, so there's a little different flavor to what they're doing. But they're playing really well. I'll say that. You watch the Oakland game. Oakland didn't do much. They lost a few tough games to some pretty good offenses that really didn't do much either. You look at Atlanta and Pittsburgh and Houston hit a few big plays, but they're very competitive in those games with the chance to win. So they. I think they have a lot of confidence in what they're doing. It looks like they're playing with a lot of confidence on defense. And, we have to bring our best.
You mentioned you don't play against Peyton Manning, but knowing he's on the other side, how much is there a feeling that you have to bring your best game?
Yeah, well, I mean, in some ways I always feel that I've got to, be at my best. I think when you play a team that has as good offense as they have, there's a lot of, you can't go out there and kick field goals all night. You have to get the ball in the red area. When you get it down there, you got to take advantage of the opportunities you get. When you play better teams, there's not a lot of margin for error. So, a team that has a good defense can score a lot of points on offense, is good in the kicking game. I mean, it's not like we can say, God, we can turn the ball over three times this week and expect to win. I mean, you have to go out there and really play our best game. So that's what it's going to take. But they're good. They challenge you.
How would you sort of characterize your bond with him? I remember after last year when he was here and didn't play, you guys sort of got together after the game behind, away from all the cameras. So obviously there's some connection.
Yeah, I mean, I he's a friend of mine. So, there's a, we don't talk much during the season. But I think there's someone that I've always looked up to and admired and really respect the way that, he plays the position and the way he works, the way he leads. He's been a phenomenal player. And we played against him for a long time at the Colts, and it's felt like every year. And, so you see a lot of those games. And, obviously I've learned a lot from him.
Coming in here that this hype machine that is the media and that is a matchup between Peyton Manning and Tom Brady is going to circle back and you're going to be asked about it. Do you ever get tired of, hey, talk about a quarterback that you never played defense about? Talk about what your role is against him. How do you prepare yourself to deal with the questions and the scrutiny as to another play?
Well, I mean, I think at the end of the day, it's the Patriots versus the Broncos, and I have a job to do, and so does, the defensive guys have a job to do. You're not blind to the fact that there's a great player, on the other side of the ball that, is capable of having a great performance, and I think you realize that that's, part of the game, so you can't. He's going to complete passes. They're going to gain yards. It's just a matter of us playing a better 60-minute game and being good on third down, being good in the red area, situationally being good. And if we have an opportunity to win the game at the end, that's what you got to do. I mean, it seems like it's always come down to the end against, when he was playing for the Colts, it was always close games. They've been in every game they played this year, right down to the end. There was the two games they lost, they were in – the team was in a four-minute offense and really made a couple critical first downs there at the end to win, to not give them the ball back. But, they're a very good team.
But there is a measure of that. You have to do better with your group as a point guard or whatever than he does with his group at the end of the day.
We have to score more points than the other team. And if they score 10, we got to score 11. If they score 40, we got to score 41. I mean, I think that's more the mindset. It's – hopefully the defense goes out there and plays a great game. But at the same time, on offense, you have to expect to play a great game as well. You can't, think that you're going to score 20 points and think it's good enough, or 30 points and it's good enough. Whatever they score, we got to score more. And I think that comes down to, if you're in the red area four times and you're 2 of 4 in the red area, you're it's not very good. You got 20 points. If you're 4 of 4, you're doing a lot better. So, I think that's the mindset you have to take, and you have to, you know, take advantage. If you get a turnover, you got to convert it into points. You know, you have a short, a third and short opportunity, you got to be good on those. You know, and like last week where we had one third and short, basically. You know, we're in third and seven, third and eight plus all day. So it's a very well-rounded team, and I think that you have to approach it that way, that, you know, it's going to take 60 minutes. All of us, everybody has to do their job, and because they're capable of beating you in a lot of ways.
Tom, people assume you're safe.
Sure.
You've said for years now that you want to play as long as you can. If you could elaborate on that just a little bit, if you still feel that way, I assume you do. You know, why would you want to do that at this stage? Why do you still want to play?
To play football?
Well, as long as you can.
Well, it's a great sport. I mean, I love coming to work every day. I love the challenge that the weeks bring, the mental challenge, the physical challenge. I love the training. I love being around my teammates. There's just not much, you know, else out there other than my family. So I think that's, it's like the abyss, you know. It's like, it's nothing else. It's just, it's the edge of the cliff.
Given that, does it surprise you at all, or what are your thoughts on the fact that Peyton, given, you know, it's not knee surgery, he's coming back.
Yep.
Neck operations. Does it surprise you at all that he came back? Your thoughts on his decision to come back and play?
Well, I know, you know, and just speaking to him a few times, you know, his love for the game and his love for the competition obviously exceeds whatever he may feel or whatever he may not feel. I don't even know what he feels. I mean, I haven't talked to him about that, other than I'm sure he's healthy enough to play or else they wouldn't clear him to play. So, you know, I have a lot of respect for him and his, you know, I missed a whole year, and it's hard to come back that next year. It's a challenge because you're very rusty. At least I was. And I think that, you know, to show what he's capable of doing, and, you know, he's had a great season and they're having a great season as a team. You know, like, they've had a very tough schedule, and like I said, they've been in every game they played. So it's really a credit to him and his work ethic and his leadership ability that, you know, their team's where they're at.
Everybody would assume that you're pretty supremely confident, but in terms of your confidence in the offense, how important was that second half last week?
Well, I think we've showed it flashes, you know, at times, you know, flashes of pretty good football. And I think that was a big part of it last weekend, and scoring, really capitalized on the opportunities that we got there in the second half from really the defense turning the ball over for us that we didn't do in the first half. And it's really our inconsistency that's leading to us not scoring points, whether it was in the first half of, you know, that particular game or the Arizona game, first half of the Arizona game. So, I mean, if we play well, we can move the ball. We can get the ball in the end zone. If we don't play well, you know, if we don't do our job the way that people expect us and our coaches expect us to do, then we're not going to score points. If you don't score points, you're not going to win the game. So I think that we've, you know, that's a big point of emphasis is our consistency in practice. You know, I mean, if you can make the play once, you should be able to make it twice and three times and four times, or else it's a concentration issue. So we're trying to get better at that in practice and see if it can carry over to a 60-minute game, because I think that's really what we're going to need this week.
Of the dozen games you guys played, is there one that stands out, a favorite of yours?
I haven't really thought about it. I mean, I just not really. I haven't had much of a chance to reflect on anything. I mean, I think, you know, they're a very good team, and I know this is going to be a, you know, you see when the schedule comes out and they're on the schedule that it's going to be a tough game. We've always played the Broncos tough. I mean, we've always had some really tough games against them. They beat us at home a few times. So, you know, we have a history of playing them last year a couple times. They're a little bit different as a team this year, both on offense and defense. But, you know, they're a very good team.
You've mentioned red zone a couple of times, and a week ago you were lamenting the fact that you weren't as successful in the red zone. I think you were 6 of 11 the first three games. What changed that you guys were able to be 5 of 6 on Sunday? Was it play calling? Was it, you know, execution? What was?
I think it was certainly execution. You know, we ran the ball in, which is always the best way to score touchdowns. You know, I think a lot of times defensively they don't want you to run it in. They say make them throw it in because, you know, when you're throwing the ball, there's really tight spaces. If you're on the 5-yard line, you've got, you know, 22 guys on the field within 20 yards of one another. So the windows are tight, requires really tight throws, great catches. I mean, guys aren't going to be standing there wide open for the most of the time. So, a lot of times handing off is the best way. And we had a few rushing touchdowns last week, which were, you know, huge. And we ran the ball well in the red area too. So when you can do that and stay on track, not get behind on down a distance, then, you know, you're going to be a pretty good red area team. It's just, I don't think we were that way the first 3 weeks of the year.
Tom, have you learned anything from Peyton over the years, just whether on the field, off the field?
Well, I've always watched him and watched his technique, and, you know, you study their offense, and, you know, you always try to look back at the end of the year about, you know, see the teams that have really good offenses, really good passing games, and certainly, you know, when Peyton was playing for the Colts, it was, you know, one of the best passing games in the history of the league, so... It's really carried over to what they're doing in Denver. I mean, it's very much the same offense from what, you know, some of the guys tell me. Obviously, there's different players with different skill sets and so forth, but, you know, I've always really looked at that offense as kind of the one to emulate because, you know, they've been so productive for so long.
Anything specific, though, that he's done on or off the field that you've sort of implemented in your own game or
I don't know. Yeah.
Tom, as a franchise, as a face of the franchise here, played with one team, you know, for so long, Peyton Manning was the face for the Colts. Just wondered about your thoughts about how difficult it would be to make that switch at that point in your career to change teams and suddenly be in a whole new situation. If you've ever thought about what that would be like if it happened to you.
I honestly haven't thought about it. You know, really, I haven't had the situation. You know.
Any thoughts from Peyton about that? I mean, in your discussions about his transition?
I haven't really talked to him much about that, to tell you the truth. So, hopefully it never happens. Maybe it will, but who knows?
Tom, what do you think about running in the red zone? You guys ran well across the field last week.
Yeah.
What do those two guys bring? Are they similar, Bolden and Ridley, and what they bring to the team?
Well, they're both you know, they're both really downhill runners that have very good vision, and you know, I think the thing Coach Belichick said even the last couple of days was their ability to make yards you know, after contact. So, you know, Brandon had a touchdown run where he, I think he made contact with the Gilmore at the 5 yard line, and you know, that ability to push the pile and so forth and to gain those hidden yards, that's where you make those critical yards. It's, you know, if you're hit at the 5 and you're stopped at the 5, you're throwing the ball on second down, but it ends up being a touchdown. So, you know, you can't block everybody. I mean, that's just, you know, that with the quarterback handing the ball off, defense is going to have one more guy. So a lot of times you try to get the right angles, the right blocking scheme so that, you know, your back can be on the guy that's furthest away from the ball. And if he ever gets to him, then he's got to try to make a miss or run him over. And, you know, both those guys are doing a really good job of that. Well, I mean, we talk about playing as a physical team. I mean, that's a big part of what we talk about on a weekly basis. And a lot of that's the running game. And it's running the ball effectively and stopping the run. And if you can't do that, you're not going to be a very physical team. So controlling the line of scrimmage and offensive lines and the play of the defensive line. And certainly when the running backs are running hard and you know, making yards after contact, I mean, that's what leads to controlling the tempo of the game, you know, and obviously scoring more points.
How strange would it be to see Dan Copen not just come back and face the Patriots, but hike the ball to, of all people, Peyton Manning?
Yeah, and we've had a few guys. I mean, he's one of my best pals, so, you know, I'm happy he's got the opportunity. I mean, he's a great friend of mine, so we've had a lot of battles together. You know, I miss having him around here, but, you know, that's part of this business, and he moved on, and he's got an opportunity, and hopefully, you know, hopefully we play well against them. Thank you. Bye, guys.
Locker room's open.